right, if you got your Bible, open it up to James chapter 4 to start with. James chapter 4, and we'll think about time. I'm not going to do a Ten Commandment. Pastor Buddy wanted to do another one on bearing false witness, so we couldn't jump all over the place, so we'll just do something random again. And random Baptist church. Anyway, so let's look at James chapter 4, and we'll look at time and the things that go along with time, the things that we do, the things that we say, how we live our lives, and things like that. Let's have a look. It says in verse 13, James chapter 4, verse 13, we'll start there. I will confess that I am one to say that I am going to do something. You know that. I'm still here. Chris, I thought you were going to New Guinea. Yeah, I learn things sometimes. Verse 13, it says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. We're pretty good at saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go here, do this and do that and be like this and do all these kinds of things. But I've learnt that it doesn't really go according to plan, does it? Like I said, we were supposed to go back to New Guinea, I think, in October last year. Oh, we're going to come back in October. Oh, it's now March. Oh, come on, no time for jokes in the pulpit. Yeah. Tell God your plans. God has different plans. If the Lord will, Lord willing, we'll be back in October. Lord willing, we will leave Melanda at some point, is what I should be saying. Obviously, we're here still. But it's important that we don't do these things. It says, if the Lord will. If the Lord will, we'll do this or that or do such a thing. But look at what I'm thinking about is verse 13. 14, it says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. We don't know what tomorrow is going to happen. There is no guarantee that we've even got tomorrow. We just have no idea. I'm pretty sure that Brother Francois Surrett didn't plan on going to Mauritius and having surgery and having to leave and come back. I don't think that was planned in his term over there in Mauritius. He didn't plan that. And we don't know what's going to happen, do we? We got no idea what is going to happen. And in verse 14 still it says, it is even a vapor. Our life is a vapor. Wow, a vapor. It's like very quickly, isn't it? Now kids, you all sit in church and you go, man, this preacher just goes on forever and ever and ever. It's never going to end. When is it going to end? Oh, it'll just go forever and ever. But it's not that long. A vapor. Our whole life is even a vapor. Do you know what a vapor is? I think the best thing for a vapor is you people who cook a lot. You get a saucepan and you take the lid off and you're going to check your pasta and this steam just goes whoosh. That's a vapor. And then it's gone. You can't get that vapor and shove it back in the saucepan and stick the lid back on and keep it in there. It's gone. It won't last for very long at all. It's just a vapor. A short time. I've got a bit of an object lesson here. I reckon adults aren't too old for object lessons either. But hopefully it'll work. You may have seen it before. Our life is a piece of rope. Well, it's not really. How long is a piece of string? Half times two. We never really know. But our life is like a vapor. Actually, before we look at this, turn over a page and go to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and let's have a look there. Is there a texter up here? There isn't one there. Oh, right. Real funny. Come on. Yes, I'm short, all right? All right. Can't do anything about your stature. I can't even worry about it. I won't add a cubit to my stature. All right, let's have a look at 1 Peter chapter 1. Instead of worrying about how tall we are, let's worry about how much time we have left. We don't really know how much time we have left, okay? 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. And it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass. We are all like grass. Now, grass grows. And then what do you do with it? Cut it off. All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away. It comes for a bit. In New Guinea, they've got may grass. You might have may grass here, but you wouldn't call it may grass. And it looks really cool. In May, believe it or not, it flowers, and the whole hillsides just change colour from green to red. It's just a type of grass with a flower on it. I can't describe it. It might be here in Australia. I don't know what it's called by its Australian name. But it's called may grass. And the people get it and weave it together and make hats out of it, and it looks pretty cool and everything with a flower on top. And the whole scene changes to this red colour of this may grass, and then come the end of May, it just dies off and goes back green again. And it doesn't hang around. It just comes for a little while, and then it disappears. It says, for all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass, even our glory. The young men glory in their strength, don't they? Oh, I used to be strong, used to be fit, used to be athletic, probably boasted about it a bit too much too. I used to glory in my strength. You know, we can carry things, we can carry 4 cement bags on our shoulder, and that's when they weighed 40 kilos, not 20. That's how strong I was. And I was strong, and we have our glory, and we have our life, and it's all big, but it fades away, doesn't it? You kind of get to the 38-year-old point, and suddenly those cement bags, even the 20-kilo ones, are heavy. Oh, I'm getting too old and tired for this. Okay, so what we've got here, it doesn't last. Okay, it doesn't last. And I've got a picture here. This is a rope, and this is the end of the rope. And this black mark here represents today, okay? This represents when you were born, and this mark represents today. However old you are, you might be 102, you might be 2, you might be 4, you might be 38, you might be 63. Whatever, that's your life now, okay? That's today. That is date to today. And you don't know, and this is a cutoff point, see? There's a side, there's this side, and then there's this side. And we don't know what is going to be on tomorrow. Can you guarantee what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I could get bitten by a snake. Playing with snakes, it could really happen. We could, anyway, anything could happen. Okay, so we can't just take it for granted. And how you live your life in this short amount of time, on this vapor that we've got a vapor of time, because what's 100 years in light of eternity? What's 38 years in light of eternity? What is anything? What is a flower of grass in the big scheme of things? It's nothing. It's not very long at all. So we don't know how much time we've got. We don't know what our life is going to hold, but we make decisions, don't we? Okay, so this is our life here. This is the time we were born. For me, just for the purpose of the exercise, let's just say that's around about 38 years. And in this time, you might make a decision. You make decisions somewhere in here. To scale, I was about 10 years old. So let's put this back to about here. Way back to here, at this point here, I made a decision to follow the Lord. Okay, that's a pretty good decision to make, isn't it? Round about here, I made a decision to get married. It's a pretty good decision too, isn't it? Okay. Round about here, Maybe I made a decision to move to North Queensland. I might be a bit further up. Okay, we make decisions. And we do things in this life that we have, and we might do something else. We might have decided to sin back here. That's a bit of a problem, isn't it? But we do, don't we? Okay, in our little vaporous life, our little grassy flower. I can call you a bunch of pansies and get away with it at the moment. We're all flowers. And it's going to fade away and it's going to die. And what you do in this life matters, because we make decisions in this life that affect eternity. Do you know how long eternity is? It's just forever. Okay, me standing up here preaching kids is not forever. In fact, we'll be lucky to be up here for another 5 minutes. Okay, eternity. Callum, come up here. I need a volunteer. Come on, Callum. No, we're not going to hang you. Okay, but the purpose of the illustration is that's your life, okay? And your life isn't very long, and in your life you make decisions, and the decisions you make in this life affect eternity. Slowly take that out the door and go. Now, this is eternity, okay? This is just a picture, obviously. That little end is your life, and this is eternity. And when you die, and when you cross over that other mark at the end of your life, keep going, Callum, go, you'll probably get down to the trees. Okay? So this is eternity. It's going. And it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it keep going. And it goes, and it goes. And waiting for a bus for 10 minutes or waiting for the preacher to finish up doesn't really take that long. Compared to eternity. What are you going to do when you get to the point in your life? The cutoff point. Keep going! Okay, that'll do ya. Good on you, Callum. Okay, do you get the picture? I hope that works. Is that a good picture? Our life is just really, really short, and it will end. But eternity just goes on and 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 on, and it doesn't end. And you know, it talks about our glory fadeth and things like this. Have a look there in verse 24. It says, "For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." You know, I used to think I was invincible until I got hurt. It took an accident to humble me. And I thought I was just going to live like this forever. I'm young, I'm strong, I'm fit, I don't get hurt, I don't get sick, I don't have these things happen. But man, it catches up to you in the end. And there's some people here that are older than I am at the moment. And we can see, and I talk about this in Papua New Guinea with the people, because they always think they're tough, and I'm like, yeah, these old guys, these young guys, you know. And they go, I carried 3 big bits of firewood from the bush. And that's a big deal, because you've got to get at least 2 gallows away up a mountain to find firewood to then bring it back to your house. So to carry 3 big bits of firewood all the way home from the bush is a big deal. And then all the older people sit there going, oh, that used to be me. I said, now I only carry a little stick like this. And they say, yeah, that's right, missionary, what you're talking about is true. That all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower. It disappears. I am not as glorious as I used to be, believe it or not. You didn't know me in my glory days? We'll just leave it there. I was pretty glorious, okay? But it's not there anymore. It's fading away. It's fading away. And time is getting shorter. And I used to think I could do whatever I want and do all sorts of things and make all sorts of plans. But we don't actually know what's on the morrow. Go back to that one in James. Just turn back a page or two. says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth a little time and then vanisheth away. It vanishes away. Over in Peter, it says, the flower thereof falleth away. We have a limited time on this earth. We have a short amount of time to make the decisions and do the things that we need to do, because the things that we do in this life affect our eternity. This little short time has a big effect on our eternity. Like, our life is really nothing. And I tell my kids sometimes, I say, the Bible says if you give up your life for my sake, you'll keep it. Like, if we just suffer a little bit and sacrifice and give up things and give up this world and give up the things that we want to do, it'll give us a better eternity. But if we don't give those things up and we live for ourselves and we live our own way, and we do the things that we want to do, and we just want to live for ourselves, and we want to have a good time now, that'll give us a pretty awful eternity. Okay? A little bit of discomfort now, a little bit of hard work, a little bit of sacrifice for a far better eternity. Because that's only short. That's only short. And eternity is a really long time. A really long time. And we can't fathom eternity. We can't get our heads around it. If you try and think of eternity, it just blows your mind. You can't even think about it. You can't even get your head around it. You try and think about it. Think of eternal things. Think of eternity. When you're laying in bed at night and you can't sleep, think of eternity. See what you come up with. That's just too big. Just never ends. We're bound in time. We are bound in time, but God isn't. He's outside of time. He is just, he's eternal, but we aren't. We are short. We are short-lived. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. It withers and fades away. Even a nice flower lasts for a month and that's it. Our time is short, and God is eternal. Now turn back to Matthew chapter 25. And we'll just have a look at a couple of verses here as we flick around about the things that last forever. And I've told you all this before. And as Pastor said, when we get up to teach, we're not teaching you new things. We're just repeating ourselves. Three things last forever. And we'll have a look at them. And we'll have a look at this verse here, because what I said, the decision that you make in this life affects your eternity. Have a look at verse 36, and the context is this is Jesus talking to the people saying, when you saw me and I was naked and you were hungry, you fed me. And they said, when did we do this to you? And he says, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me. And he says, but you didn't. You didn't. And they said, when did we see you like that? And he says, when you didn't do it to the least of these, you didn't do it to me. And have a look at what it says in verse 46 at this chapter here, the end of the chapter 25. And it talks about eternity on both perspectives, because some people say that you'll die if you're saved, you'll go to heaven. And if you're not saved, you'll just die and that's it. It'll just be like you're asleep forever or something like this, okay? That's not true, okay? Or there is no heaven. That is also not true. Have a look at what this verse says, 46. It says, these shall go away into everlasting punishment. There will be an everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Both aspects there. Both aspects of what happens after you die. What do you do in this life, in this short time that you've got? Now, we're pretty good at procrastinating, aren't we? I am the procrastinating missionary. I have been nicknamed the master of procrastination before. That was when I was a child. I have since repented of that. My uncle called me, you are the master of procrastination. And how long can you procrastinate for? A really long time. And sometimes we put things off. And we put it off, and we put it off, and we don't do anything about it, and suddenly a year's gone past. And we put it off, and we put it off, and we put it off, and 2 years have gone past, and your vapor is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, isn't it? And your flower is fading and fading and fading fast, isn't it? And sometimes you can procrastinate for a good 10, I haven't spoken to my dad for 10 years. I haven't done this, I haven't done that for 10. I thought about getting saved once, but I haven't got around to it yet. Whoa, that's pretty kind of drastic, isn't it? You know what the devil does? The devil doesn't always tell you not to get saved. He'll tell you to wait. Look out for that one. Don't fall for that one. Because you don't have time. We don't have time to wait. We don't have time to put it off till tomorrow. For a convenient time. Oh, I was going to do it later. I don't think there's going to be a later. We can't guarantee that there's going to be a later to do something. We need to do things now. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We cannot guarantee that there's even going to be a tomorrow. Our life is like a vapor. I'm 38 years old. I thought I was going to be young forever. I can't believe I have a 13-year-old. And you old guys are going, well, I'm a great-grandparent. Well, how quickly did your time go? How quickly did the time go? Suddenly. I'm going to talk to Pastor Buddy here because I know he's a great-grandparent and I have a pretty good relationship with him. You can probably remember when you were young, can't you? Whoa. And did you ever imagine you were going to be a great-granddad?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. Time goes fast, doesn't it? Time goes fast. Time flies. Really, it does, doesn't it? And we've been putting things off and we haven't been doing things and our life is a vapor. We don't know what's going to happen. Our glory is fading fast. It fades fast. Have a look at God's word. Go back to that 1 Peter verse. That's a really good verse, that one. I think there's a Sunday school song about it too. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Verse 25, it says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. That's a long time. You know, it's the same word that was spoken at the beginning in creation that we listen to now. Let's go back there to Genesis chapter 21. Okay? I was going to go to Genesis chapter 21 because God is eternal. And Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God was there. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He said it was, he said, and he said, and he said, and he said. Okay, read through that in Genesis chapter 1, and at the end, it says, and God said, it was very good. The creation that God made was very good. Now, since sin came into the world, we got a cutoff point. See, before sin came into the world, Adam and Eve didn't have that. Isn't that an amazing thought? Adam and Eve would still be alive today if they never sinned. That's a pretty good thought, isn't it? Imagine talking to Noah. Well, the flood wouldn't have happened anyway. Still, you'd get to talk to him. Talking to Adam. But in the beginning, God created. You try and think of things of eternity. God has already been around for eternity. God's just always been there. Who made God? Kids ask that. Who made God? Nobody made God. God was already there. God was already around. God didn't need a creator. He didn't need an inventor. He created everything and he made us. He made us to give God glory. We are the top of his creation. Isn't that good what God has done for us? And since sin came into the world, we're back here in James and in 1 Peter, where our life is only very short. What are you going to do in that time? What decisions are you going to make? If you're a Christian, if you are saved, we need to make decisions to follow the Lord. But not only to follow the Lord, we need to make decisions to obey the Lord and to store up treasures in heaven. Because what we put there in this life is going to be there forever. You know, we can, everything on this world, eventually it's going to burn. God says it's going to burn. It's going to burn. And all the treasures and everything on this earth is just going to burn up and burn away and there'll be nothing left. You know, it says the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Do you know how hot that is? That's really hot. Tungsten melts at 3,500 degrees. And that's an element. 3,500 degrees it takes to melt tungsten. Man, when this place burns, it's going to really go up, isn't it? Nothing's going to last. Nothing will last. And God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth, and we're going to get to spend eternity with the Lord. And what are you going to have when you get to heaven? What are you going to have when you get there? Well, we are all going to get to heaven, I reckon. Speaking for myself, I'll just say me then. I'm going to get to heaven and I'm going to say, I wish I did more. I wish I did more. I wish I took that opportunity when I was alive, when my little vapor was still rising up off the saucepan, when that flower was still sitting there on top of the grass. I wish I did more for the Lord when I had the opportunity. And we're not going to be about comparing other people to other people, but there's going to be people with big rewards, and we're just going to go, wow, they did a lot. And we're going to look at my little pile of dusty ashes and my foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ and go, I should have done more. We need to make a decision somewhere in our life, preferably today, to do something for the Lord if we're saved, if we're Christians. If you're not saved, if you are not a Christian, if you haven't believed on the Lord, today would be a good day to call on the Lord. Because you're here. You're at the end. That time, any given point, is the end of our life. We don't know when that's going to be. And our vapor is fast running out. And if you've already put it off for 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, however long, your vapor is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and our glory is fading and fading and fading, and we don't know how much time we have. And then when we die and we slip into eternity, and like it said in Matthew, into everlasting punishment because we've rejected the Lord and we haven't made a decision to trust in the Lord and to follow Him, well, you're going to be in hell and you're going to say, why didn't I believe? You don't even get to blame anyone else for being there. You don't get to say, I didn't believe because of this person. I know someone and they said, I don't come to church anymore because a youth group leader told me off for how I was dressing one day. Well, you're going to stand before God and use that as an excuse. Is it going to last? Well, you should have listened to them. That's probably what they should say. And then so you're going to slip off. And like the rich man who had a good life, he had a good short time on this earth, but then his eternity was terrible for all eternity. He lifted his eyes in this torment and he had no one to blame. And he never said, Lazarus should have told me or anything like this. Do you know what he was worried about? He knew his brothers wouldn't believe. That's what he knew. He knew that his family were going to be there too. Imagine going to hell and then sitting there and knowing that you didn't have to be there because you didn't make a decision on your vapor when your flower was blooming, when you were in your glory. You rejected the Lord. You rejected the Lord. Hey, procrastination can come with a price, can't it? And what happens? Miss out. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What are you going to do? Make a decision. Make a decision for eternity. What's going to last? Anything going to last that you've built? What have you built on your foundation, Christians? We need to build on our foundations. Build on Christ. Gold, silver, and precious stones. That'll last. And if you've rejected the Lord, you're not going to have anything. I'm going to challenge you today just with that. Think of eternity. Think of how long it was. This rope, it's not even that long. And that was just a picture, but that rope just seems to go out forever and ever compared to the little end of it here. It's a long time. Eternity is a long time. A long time to be lost. Amen. Let's pray. We'll pray that the Lord can work in our hearts. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that it lasts forever. Thank you that you last forever, Lord. We thank you for sending your son to die for us, Lord, that you've given us an opportunity to be able to come to know you. We just pray that you help us to make wise decisions, Lord. We just pray that you work in our hearts, bring us closer to you, Lord. We pray for anyone here who doesn't know you, who doesn't trust you as their Savior, that they can be challenged, Lord, and that they can think of the things of eternity, Lord, and that you can do a work today, work in us Christians, Lord. Give us some motivation, Lord. Drive us to do some things for you, Lord, to be faithful and to grow in you, to grow in your word, Lord, and to know you more. Lord, we just pray you watch over us through this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.